23 minutes to 9. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We cross over now to Oar Tambo International Airport, and joining us on the line, we have Maulana Nazir Desai Saab Damat Barakatuh. Maulana's two children, Huda and Waliullah, have just landed at Oar Tambo after being detained for almost a year in Saudi Arabia. Two of his other children, Wasiullah and Yumna, still remain detained in the kingdom. Maulana joins us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan.
Well, I'm sure words cannot begin to describe your feelings and your sentiments at the moment. I'm sure on the one hand you are overjoyed that two of your children have finally come home and you can see them in the flesh and you can interact with them. On the other hand, your heart still aches for the remaining two.
Most definitely. But as I said now, innama amru idha arada Allahu shay'an ay yaqul lakum fayakun. It's actually a year now that these children, they were detained. And in that year, all I can say, Allah, you've been very kind and very merciful to us. How did the year pass? It's in the hands of Allah. And I always say, Maulana, that many people ask my wife and the children, how do we survive? And I quote the hadith, لَوْلَا مَهْتَدَيْنَا مَا صَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا. Allah, if you did not inspire us, Allah, you did not give us the strength and the courage, Allah, and you did not create the capabilities, it was impossible for us to survive. And also, I cannot forget the support of our South Africans. What we say to them, they're extremely courageous and brave. I mean, their phone calls, their du'as, their concern and their worry. And I make a lot of du'a. Allah must bless them abundantly in this dunya and in the akhirah. And also, I must be thankful for Radio Islam, because this is my third program that you carried about the children. May Allah bless your team and bless you all.
Amen. Well, have you at this point received any indication from Waliullah or Huda as to what led to their release? Did it come out of the blue? Was it a surprise?
No. What happened was, from day one, I've been in the prison. I spent 2 months there. And with Allah's fazl, they were very kind, right? The authorities. You only allowed one visit a month. But being South Africans and looking at the distance we came, they said to my wife and my daughter that was there, as long as you would stay in the kingdom, we will give you. So I spent 2 months in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And in the 2 months, I mean, I tried my utmost, my level best, to meet interrogating officers, to meet the Secret Service, so I can put my case forward to them, to explain them. There is a misunderstanding. But from day one, it emerged that somebody falsely accused these children. And because of that particular act, they got the Security Act, they were taken in. Mm-hmm. But from day one, they made it clear with the children, there is nothing against you children. There is nothing wrongdoing that you did. But because of information, the procedure takes long. Once you get arrested and we interrogate you or you investigate, they said it takes very, very long. What happened, we've been applying a lot of pressure from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote to the King, we wrote to the Minister of Interior, we wrote to Prince Naif, we wrote to Justice Minister, and whoever we thought of, we wrote to the embassy, the Saudi embassy. They were very, very helpful. They would take our letters, they would make sure it gets to the relevant people. And then along the line, they've been giving us assurance. We would phone the prison also from South Africa, that inshallah they'll be khair soon, inshallah don't worry, soon, soon, soon. And with Allah's fadl, I mean, we just had to hold on. And the soon manifested today. And we say, Allah, we cannot thank you. Shukran lillah, hamdan lillah.
Well, the South African government, did you get much cooperation? I saw a report floating earlier this morning where DIRCO, the International Relations Department, saying that they were not really aware of the plight of your four children.
Now, look here. If I could put it to you this way. DIRCO has a limit, right? We as parents will go beyond that limit. Like, for example, DIRCO will work strictly on diplomatic channels.
Mm-hmm.
They will work strictly on protocols. So this is where we actually land up with DIRCO, that they're going to be very careful in counting their words and their steps. Whereas we as parents, especially the wife, she would say things, they would understand it, even if it's out of context. Sometimes she would be extremely annoyed and she would say certain things. So what I do say, that we thank the government for their role that they play, and even those role players that behind the scenes that are also trying. Because look here, from day one, government did not actually get direct response from the letters that they wrote. But now with Allah's fadl, because the children were in prison, government would take most of the information from us, because we would speak once a week. They were given calls. Each one was allowed 10 minutes a week to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that 10 minutes helped us tremendously to define their status, their position, what's new, what is said, the questions that are posed to them, etc.
Whilst in the prison, Maulana, were they in any way ill-treated or treated harshly?
Now, look here, I must be honest with you. Don't forget, it's a maximum security prison.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's in the desert, about 25 km out of Jeddah, known as Zahban prison. Only political prisons are there. It is run by the military. But I must be very honest with you. They've been very, very kind. They treated the children well. They had a lot of respect, both for us as parents, and even for the children. I mean, as I told you now, you only allowed one visit a month. But they said, okay, you South Africans, not a problem. You can have your 30-day visit on the first tour of mine. On the second tour, they said you can have your 30-day visit, not a problem. But they also pointed out to me that, okay, we're actually bending our back for you. We can't pick up a bit of problem because people would object to this. But they've been very very, very kind, very helpful.
Going forward, Maulana, you know, the two of your children that have returned, are you pretty much relieved that they've just come, or do they still feel a need, perhaps, that they need to clear their name because, you know, many stories may have spread and many rumors may have spread as to why they were detained in the first place?
Now, alhamdulillah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's obviously in such situation, such scenario, you do expect, I mean, as I said, now you always get the good and you get the bad.
Hmm.
You always find people that will take the negative side of it. But as I said, no, Allah's mercy has been very, very great. He's been very kind to us. We'll just have to take it, whatever comes. I mean, if there's a negative report about them, then of course we'll try to defend it. If anybody writes in the paper negatively, I mean, we are sure. Like this morning in the Herald, I will try to get you this article. I put an article in the paper. And the way we put it, alhamdulillah, this is the way they actually presented to the public.
Mm. Finally, Maulana, has there been any indication from Saudi authorities as to what kind of process is underway with the remaining two of your children, Yumna
okay.
and Wasila?
Now, as I told you, they said, inshallah, there is nothing against the two of them.
Mm.
What they said about Yumna now, right? Now, I do understand, when I was in the prison, the authorities made it clear to me, you see, that there's nothing on the children, but it takes time. What they said now, they term it as ijra'i qada'at. The procedure, they said the procedure takes very long. They made it very clear with Wasila. Wasila's story was this, the car was in his name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It took us a long time, close to 5 months, to take the car off his name. Because he had the car on the name, they said he cannot leave the kingdom. With Yumna, this is what they are saying to Yumna. They said to the children and even to us that her case is with the sheikh, the big sheikh.
Mm-hmm.
And he visits the prison once a year. So when he comes, he must sign this off. But there's nothing against her. And then eventually, about 3 weeks ago, they said, no, okay, they will take her files and they will take it to the local judge in Jeddah. And they will sign the docket off. But it takes time. So hopefully, inshallah, I mean, looking at them, they are honest people. They are people of good character. They are people of good standing. And hopefully, inshallah, they will release the two of them as soon as possible. Now, the million-dollar question, whether it's today, tomorrow, and from my year experience, things does take time there in the kingdom. But hopefully, inshallah, I think they should be back in a few days' time, inshallah. Bi-iznillah.
Inshallah. Maulana, not to impose, but I don't know if waliullah huda are up to...
Okay. You want to hold on? I'm just here outside the Jamaat Khana. Can I just go in?
Yes.
I just go in and ask him if you just want to make salam and you want to say a few words to him.
Okay. That is Maulana Nazir Desai Sahib. He is at Owar Tambo International Airport. Two of his children have been returned after being detained for almost a year in Saudi Arabia. Waliullah and Huda, two remain still detained. Wasiullah and Yumna. He has been explaining what has happened in the last 2 years. And the different processes that are underway and take a lot of time. And Moana is just trying to ascertain, perhaps if Waliullah is willing to speak. If not, we would understand.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Waliullah, how are you keeping?
I'm good, alhamdulillah, I'm good.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, I know you've just returned and you're back in your country and you've met your family, and this is not a time for a prolonged discussion, maybe on another occasion. But just share with us your thoughts and your sentiments, you know, as you've touched down now in South Africa.
Alhamdulillah, everything is basically back to normal.
Alhamdulillah.
It's simple terms. And it's very happy to be back, of course, in South African soils, where they got, like, you know, etiquette and models. You know, you can feel at home. Unlike you get the impression that I give you at the moment. And I thank everybody for the entire South Africa and the government and everybody for the support was, like, tremendous. We felt it every day. It was great.
Allah
rewarded.
I mean. Well, if I may ask, whilst you were being detained, how did you keep yourself, you know, motivated, if I can use that term? How did you keep yourself from becoming despondent?
I'm very hyperactive. Mm-hmm. So this is one thing. It's a blessing from Allah to be hyperactive. So it wasn't a problem for me to make my tahajjud salah, extra salah, read Quran, completed the Quran over 20 times.
MashaAllah.
You know, through all the investigations, through all the whatever torture, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, it was easy. You know, nothing could move me. You know what I'm trying to say? You rock solid. that kept me going all the time. You know, it's the Quran and the Salah and all that. That's the only thing kept me going. Otherwise, without that, I was...
And finally, when you left, obviously, I'm sure you overjoyed yourself and Huda, but at the same time, your heart must have been aching for your other two siblings. What message did you leave them with?
It was difficult. The last visit we had was last week, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We sat with Huda, Yumna, and my brother Wasi and myself. We sat together, four of us, and we had a two-hour visit. Our station commands, we give extra time. It's the final visit. And the following week, of course, like now, I'll be leaving it, and of course, I flew down to Joburg. It was difficult. I'm happy and I'm sad.
No, I can imagine. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and all of the best, inshallah, now that you're back in South Africa.
Ameen. Jazakallah so much for the call and appreciate Allah reward, inshallah.
Ameen.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Waliullah, who together with his sister Huda were released by Saudi authorities. And earlier before that, we were speaking to their father, Maulana Nazir Desai Sab, Damat Barakatuhum of Port Elizabeth. Two of his children are now back in South Africa. The other two, Maulana was explaining, and with a great degree of emphasis, that the Saudi authorities repeatedly told them that their children were falsely accused. There wasn't really evidence. But once you're accused of political crimes, let's put it that way, then the process that unfolds before you can be released is a long and a lengthy one, and that's why in the case of Waliullah and Huda it took almost a year, and with Wasiullah and Yumna it remains to be seen how much longer.